the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey, everyone. Let's make it a great week. Welcome on in to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Want to remind everybody the website, everyone go. I was looking at this just today, Peter. You're looking good on that website, PCBfinancial.com. PCBfinancial.com. And there's actually a copy of the book that we will send you right there on your front page. And all you have to do is text book to 1-800-880-8079, and we will ship you out a complimentary copy. And we got a whole lot to talk about. This is kind of the year-end checklist episode, Peter. Very important stuff today.
Absolutely. We have a lot to cover. Stay relaxed. Tune in. A lot coming your direction, but also do not forget to give us a shout in regards to a complimentary copy of my book.
So a couple things. People need to make sure that the fourth quarter is here. And this is not the time to panic, but it's kind of time for an updated checklist for a lot of people. So for all of our listeners, and we hope you fall into this category, it is time for savvy, strategic investors to take action. And we talk about this each week on the program, Peter, creating a tax-efficient, inflation-adjusted income strategy now can help you stay ahead of the game later. It's okay several times a year to kick the tires and look under the hood when it comes to your retirement, your pre-retirement, but now really is the time, with the beginning of the fourth quarter, to look at that year-end checklist. And I know you do this, Peter, to help your clients prepare for 2024, because it's coming.
Yes, 100%. So when it comes to year-end, you want to be looking at a number of different things, especially when it comes to tax planning. So remember, when it comes to your taxes, and we are not accountants, we can provide one for you, but our job is to understand the basics, right? But when it comes to around this time of year, it's actually the most popular time to start asking a lot of questions in regards to, all right, we may have a month or two left. What are we trying to accomplish here? Are we able to save some money on some kind of tax planning?
Yeah.
And it's good to communicate both with your advisor, and it's also great to communicate with your accountant. So your accountant is there for to guide you to and through the tax season. But don't forget, there's a difference between tax planning and tax preparing. And a lot of people get this confused. So you want to ask yourself, is my professional helping me on a tax side? Are they helping me more tax plan or tax prepare? And majority of the time, it's really tax prepare, right? So let's start to have a conversation now when it comes to your money being professionally managed, or if you're managing it, and of course your accountant, and what kind of tweaks can we do right now today before end of year to make sure it does count, especially when we're doing something called tax harvesting, making sure your required minimum distributions are out of the way. There's a number of different things that we can actually look into.
You know, we got caught a year ago, Peter, I'm just going to be honest here, with a whopper of a tax bill, and it had been creeping up for a couple of years. We finally sat down with a tax planner, like you suggested, and she did make some tweaks. I mean, we are putting extra money away every check into a tax account. We have an emergency fund for that tax account, because it's a lot easier to squirrel away a little bit at a time throughout the year than when we used to meet only with a tax preparer sitting across from that table and hearing, hey, you owe $20,000. Would you like a cash or charge? it's a heck of a lot easier when you know that that's coming. No one likes to pay even more in taxes than we're already paying. But it's a lot easier if you have a planner who can help guide you through some of those things. For anyone listening, Peter, who turned 73 this year, or maybe you're younger and you're listening and that's your mom and dad, what do they need to do to make sure they've taken their required minimum distributions, those RMDs that we talk about?
Yeah, required minimum distributions are very important. If this is your first time, technically you can defer it into the new year, but don't do that, because you're going to have to take out two RMDs in that 1 year. So it's not really fun. So when it comes to required minimum distributions, just please make sure you understand what all retirement accounts are, what the dollar amount is in regards to RMD. If you don't know what it is, you can actually contact the company you have that account with and they can send you some information on it. And before you take it out, you have the option of withholding tax. So I recommend you communicate with your accountant, ask them for advice, ask them what they think would be appropriate because they have all your data in their system if you don't know it. And then from there, you communicate with the IRAs or the IRA companies, and you want to make sure you're taking out those required minimum distribution. Now, there's a number of things that you can do. If you don't need the money, you can always reinvest it, which would probably be smart. But if you need the money and you want to pay things off, like maybe some credit card debt, you want to prepare for the holidays, start some putting some money to the side. You want to get deductions for the year if you can. Start getting those out of the way. So there's a couple of things that you can definitely do. But I highly recommend if you want to know more, then obviously communicate with me. You could always contact me and we could talk about this in more detail one-on-one and personalized.
Yep, 1-800-880-8079. One of the things we have to talk about, if you choose the Roth conversion, that creates a current taxable event. And now we're back talking about taxes. It is generally preferred that you have funds to pay the taxes due upon conversion from funds outside of your IRA. What else do they need to know about the Roth conversion with respect to taxes?
So you want to make sure that you can contribute to one, right? So it's based upon your income for the year. So that's one. Two, you can always do a conversion. So you're going to pay the taxes today, of course, if you feel that taxes might go higher. So, and again, this is all good communication with your accountant just to make sure that these are areas that are making sense for you. For some people, it doesn't make sense. For others, it does. So that's why our job here on today's show is to be as general as possible. But we want to make sure there is some kind of tax efficiency happening here, some kind of tax planning, depending upon if you're working, if you're not working. What can you do today for your future self to thank you? And that's what we're trying to figure out.
So this is why, folks, we want you to pick up the phone and give us a call. 1-800-880-8079. Peter can help you navigate the sometimes confusing waters of retirement, your pre-retirement, help you uncover some of the main risks, including taxes, volatility in the markets, inflation, higher healthcare costs. We're seeing all of those things right now. Let's talk a little bit about the volatility in the markets, Peter. We are kind of in a rocky period right now. Obviously, there are things going on globally, horrifying things that are out of our control. And I know you have people calling and asking, is now the time to move some money around?
Yeah, so we're getting into a very interesting environment. I was listening to some earning calls last quarter, and now we're entering earnings season right now. And we're listening to a lot of what these CEOs are saying, and they're all pretty much saying pretty much the same thing. If what was working the last, I want to say, 10 years,
yeah,
it's pretty much not going to be working going forward. So if you think the strategy you had in place for the past decade can continue to work going to the next decade, you're not understanding what's happening in today's environment, all right? And so you need to understand what's called stress testing or a smart money review, and that's what we do here to make sure we're crossing the T's and dotting the I's to make sure you're on track, because what's happening today is pretty rare. We haven't been up against something like this in a very, very, very long time. I don't want to be too political here because that's not what we're looking to do on this show. But there are a lot of things that are affecting the average person. There are a lot of things that are affecting the economy, the markets. And it's like one big puzzle.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand how this puzzle connects or how the puzzle communicates when it comes to your money, it's very important you understand stress testing, smart money review planning, so we understand how to compare what you have in place up against other areas, I guess, that are working. But you have to adapt to the new environment and new changes that are happening right now. And if you don't do it, you're going to be left behind and you're going to start asking questions in regards to why is this not working? It used to work in the past. It's very simple. We're not in the environment you are used to, and it's going to continue to change for at least the next decade.
So we know that the Federal Reserve, they've held interest rates steady, but they've indicated it still expects maybe one more hike before the end of the year, and then fewer cuts than previously indicated next year. Let's talk about rate projections, Peter. What does that mean for the average listener with respect to your own retirement counts?
So when it comes to rate projections, and again, this is very important because you can read dozens and dozens of articles. No one truly, truly, truly understands what exactly is going to happen, and I'll tell you why. This was about, I want to say, 3 or 4 meetings ago from the Fed meeting.
Yeah.
And the good old saying is, don't fight the Fed. Jerome Powell basically said, we're going to do this per meeting basis. Okay.
Yeah.
So what that means is they cannot give you exactly what they're going to be doing because they're trying their best to control inflation.
Yeah, they're walking a tightrope, man.
That's it. They're trying to figure out the best strategy of doing it. So they don't even have a playbook, but it might not go in their direction. So this is why they're having a game plan per meeting basis, because we saw inflation going down, and then one meeting comes up, boom, inflation started to go up, and they're saying, okay, wait a minute, what's actually happened here? So we need to understand that we're probably going to have possibly one more based upon what they're telling us. This can change, one more rate hike, and there are signs that rates may stay high for longer than expected, which is, again, it's good for interest-bearing accounts. It's good for CDs and savings and money market. That's all great. But the markets don't like that long-term, right?
Yeah.
It causes a lot of stress. It causes a lot of potentially of a slowdown, which we're fighting a growing economy, which is very interesting. So all of these things could be a threat. And this is exactly why not just me, but the top planners in the world are talking about the next decade being very, very different.
So it's interesting. Let's talk about some good news. Coming out of the third quarter, retirement account balance has actually increased for the third straight quarter. The average 401k balance went up 4%. The average 403b balance was up 5%. And baby boomers who have been saving in that 401k plan continuously since 08 now have an average balance of nearly $500,000. But those are boomers, Peter, and I think you would say we need to start catching up. If that's you and it's appropriate, let's get caught up.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually pretty amazing numbers. But I think catching up is probably right now one of the most important things that you can do.
1-800-880-8079 or check out the website. Right now, you're going to love it. PCBFinancial.com. You can text book to 1-800-880-8079. We will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book. What are you waiting for? Get that done today. 1-800-880-8079. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with Peter Bambara. We're back after this.
Just as the seasons come and go, so too do the markets ebb and flow. If market volatility is making you nervous, give Peter a call and make sure you're not taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter. Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years. But is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hey, welcome on back to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I want to remind everyone you can text book to the phone number 880-8079, 1-800-880-8079. We'll send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Yes, even in this one. I want to talk a little bit about our younger listeners, Peter, and some of the important things they can be doing now to position themselves for success in retirement. And I want to talk about a handful of things that our listeners can do with their money when they're, let's say, 5 years away from retirement, okay? And you know, that number is such a moving target, Peter. I know you have people come in. One of the first things they ask you is, do I have enough money? Will my money last? And when should I retire? And that's a very difficult but important question to have the answer to, right?
100%.
And so let's talk about some of the moves you can make if you're thinking you're around 5 years away from retirement. And let's get to the number one bullet point. I'm going to mix these around a little. This was actually lower on the list, but I know you well enough to know that this should be number one on the bullet point list, is focus on paying down debt, especially if you have high interest debt. So what do you say to your clients who come in and they're like, gosh, you know, we're thinking about retiring, we're 65 or 67, but we do have quite a bit of debt, especially that high interest credit card debt.
Yeah, so debt's really important. And if you're thinking about retiring, it's good to get rid of all of this debt way before you retire. You don't want to go into retirement and saying, oh, I still have to pay down all of this debt, right? And you still need to survive on a monthly basis with income. So one of the best things you could do is try to get rid of bad debt, because there's a difference between bad and good debt. So bad debt, simple. You got a credit card. You've been trying to pay it off, especially with today's rates. Some of these are going as high as 30% on these rates, which is robbery. But at the same time, it's happening, right?
Yep.
So if you haven't never transferred over a credit card to a new credit card company, it's probably one of the best things that you can do, besides making sure you're paying it off before you retire, because you have salary coming in. You got wages coming in. Whatever dollar amount you think you want to put towards your retirement, let's stretch it out, put it towards your debt. Let's get knock off that debt as much as you possibly can. Stop buying some fancy things before you want to retire.
Right.
So if you don't need it, don't buy it. If you need it, then obviously you want to purchase it. So go buy those lines versus a need and want, right? A need and a want are two totally different guidelines, and make sure you're very strict behind that. But making sure you're getting rid of credit card debt, which is one of the major threats to your retirement and future income, it's very important to make sure you focus on that and communicate with your current credit card company and other credit card companies that are willing to accept your transfer for maybe no interest for 12 months.
So you get the decks cleared, the debt is gone, and then let's go on to the next one. Assess your situation and budget. Be sure to factor increased costs like healthcare into your budgeting plans. And let's talk about the stress test that you do, Peter, and everything that is entailed in that, because I know you leave room for all of those hidden costs in retirement that people might not be thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand that there's cost in retirement and even areas that you may not be familiar with. So we do what's called stress testing.
Yeah.
We go through a couple of different steps. This is something we created many, many years ago. And one of the things we like to do is understand what your lifestyle is today. Okay. Now, this is going to change. Your lifestyle today is not going to be the same in 5 years from now, 10 years from now. So this is something that's going to be an ongoing review. But it's very, very important to understand what your cost is. What's going to be going down? What's going to disappear? Whether it's credit card debt or your mortgage or lease payments on a car, financing, whatever the case may be, right? And then we also have to understand healthcare cost. I mean, these are all things we have to put up against inflation. And we're not talking about inflation just because of today. We're talking about inflation because it's something that's been around forever. And on average, every 20 years, prices almost double.
Yep.
Just think about that. If you're 50 or 60 years young and you think you'd be here for at least 20 years, what you're paying for today is going to almost double in 20 years from now, right? So it's so important to understand the time value of money. It's so important to understand risk. It's so important to understand income, expenses. I mean, there's a whole list that I guide you through because we are planners. We're not just here to advise you on investments.
Yeah.
We're here to help you plan, not just to it, but also through retirement.
And there's a psychological switch that needs to be flipped as well, Peter, from saving your entire adult working life, saving, saving, saving. And then we flip that switch to spending, spending, spending. And, you know, hopefully spending the money you have that you want to spend on the things you want to have your dream retirement. But there's also some psychology there as to how to spend that money down. And one of the things on this list is embrace liquidity so you have the appropriate amount of money readily accessible as you get closer to needing it to help support your lifestyle in retirement. You know, you don't want to be pulling money from the wrong bucket when the markets are down. Let's move on to the next one. Shift your investments by reducing riskier investment holdings. Diversify to help preserve your savings. That's so important, Peter. Shifting some of those investments. We talk about those spend down pots. How are you going to spend down your money?
Yeah, this is really important because think about it. When it comes to income, right, you're spending it. And a lot of folks think that, okay, if I'm going to average a certain amount of returns on my plan and I'm going to get some dividends here, I'll be able to use that for income. And that might sound great, but it's much deeper than that, right? Because if you heard earlier in the show, we spoke about what has happened the past decade is probably not going to be the same thing happening in the next decade. Well, think about it. We're going to need a whole new environment of investing now, right? What ingredients are we going to put together to make sure that cake comes out of the oven? It tastes delicious,
yeah.
Right? So it comes down to your plan. And there's a specific way that you should be spending down those assets without giving yourself too much risk, because all you need is one major, major, major pullback, a disaster, and that's pretty much going to wipe out, on average, I want to say anywhere from 3, 5, maybe even 7 years of income, because you need to understand the power of a damaged account. And if something goes down 40%, it's not going to take 40% to break even, nowhere close. And especially if you're taking income out, it's even worse. Now it almost doubles. So the amount of return you're trying to get back, it's honestly not worth it. So it's very important you understand risk and a spend down strategy around your plan.
So in those last 5 years prior to retirement, let's talk about increasing savings by boosting retirement account contributions if possible. Let's talk about that, because I know there are some different rules, the catch-up rules, Peter, where if you're looking at those numbers and they're not adding up, we know boomers right now have an average of $500,000 saved. I think most people would say that's not enough. Let's talk about the catch-up contributions and who should be taking advantage of that.
Yeah, so catch-up contributions are pretty important. Especially when it comes to, for example, if your age is 50 and over. So let's say, for example, for this year, for 23, an IRA contribution limit 65 if you're under 50. And if you're over 50, you could actually do $1,000 more. So you have an extra $1,000. And this is why it's so important to plan right now before the end of the year. You want to throw that extra $1,000 if you have it liquid enough to put it into that IRA.
Yeah.
And of course, there's other rules that are different in regards to SEP IRAs and 401ks and Roth IRAs and so on and so forth. But you have this extra room. And if you do not have major, major debt where you don't want to spend it down, then it's good. Put it towards your retirement, right? And stop trying to figure out how to time the market, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. If you want to do it slowly over the next couple of weeks or next month or two, that's fine. But stop trying to time the market. It's not going to work. So if you're able to have some room there, another word is catch up here. If you do have access to a catch up contribution to your plan, I highly, highly, highly recommend you taking it out effectively and making sure you communicate with your accountant. And of course, make sure the account manager.
So 1 in 5 Americans, we know this, think they will never retire. A recent poll from Axois says many Americans are convinced they're not going to get to do it. 70% of them say they just don't think they'll be able to afford it. 44% of respondents say they will have to adjust their retirement plans because of economic factors outside of their control. What does that say to you? 1 in 5, Peter, say they don't think they're ever going to be able to retire.
See, and this is what it comes down to when it comes to communication, because I hear it so many times. People say, Peter, I'm scared to sit down with a financial advisor. It's going to be too expensive. And it does not have to be expensive. You know, asking questions doesn't have to always cost you anything, right? And I'm a big believer in that, because I do my best to communicate with people, and even those who are not clients, and I do my best to guide them in the right direction, what they have to do, who they have to talk to, where they have to go. So it does not have to cost you anything. It doesn't have to be scary. And especially those who are scared, I'm afraid to see what I have in place, or even if I can retire. Well, that's the problem. We don't know if you can or can't.
Yeah.
So you have to communicate. It does not hurt to communicate, whether it's your local bank, local advisor, call me. I'll do my best to guide you. But we're supposed to create some kind of map for you, a plan to guide you through this map, so you understand what needs to be checked off, what needs more attention, what doesn't need more attention, and are you doing the best you possibly can so you're able to be comfortable in retirement.
And not just comfortable, for people who are concerned about preserving their retirement savings, maintaining their current standard of living in the future, you will help them go through those options, Peter. That's important, maintaining your current standard of living once those monthly paychecks go away, or bi-monthly paychecks go away, can you still maintain your current standard of living? And Peter will help you sort that out. So important, folks. 1-800-880-8079. I want to remind you, you can text book to that number. We will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, or you can check him out at pcbfinancial.com. PCBfinancial.com for much more information. Make that appointment today. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. We're back with more after this.
As the weather warms, the open roads begin to beckon. If you've been getting the itch to travel, call Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to make sure you have enough saved to keep the winds of adventure blowing in retirement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, one stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
What does your dream retirement look like? While you're busy thinking about that, why not let Peter help you figure out how to make that happen? Simply call 1-800-880-8079 to get started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on back to the program, Modern Money Show. We are so happy you are here to have you along board with us. With the president of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara, I'm your host, Dana Wright. Give us a call. You can shoot us a text at 1-800-880-8079. You can actually text book into that number, and we will ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Yes, even in this economy, Peter. And I know you've got a bunch of new copies of that book waiting to go out to our listeners, and we hope they take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Give us a shout. There's a lot of great information and great materials in there, especially if you're trying to do some end of year planning. You'll get a couple of tips, and I think it's highly, highly, highly recommended.
Let's talk about some of the pitfalls of retirement. And we know this by interviewing and talking to people who have retired, or Peter, people who come in once they've retired and think, oops, I didn't check this box off the list, or I didn't dot this I or cross this T. We're going to talk about some of the common missteps people make after retiring. And it doesn't have to blow up your entire retirement plan. But I think looking back, that those who come before us and learning from the knowledge that they have, looking back, what would you do differently in your retirement, sometimes is so important. And one of the number one things that people say that they wish they had known better or had a better handle on once they retired was a full, complete understanding of their budget in retirement. And we talk about inflation on this program all the time. People might make assumptions that costs are somehow going to go down in retirement. And some of those costs do go down, Peter, but failing to recognize that other costs might go up. And I know that you talk to your clients about this, the kind of the hidden retirement tax, if you will, that people don't think about. Healthcare is one of them.
Cost, when it comes to retirement, some areas can go down, but majority of the areas that you think might go down based upon your lifestyle,
yeah,
it's not going to really go down because you have to understand inflation is still here, right? Inflation will always be here. Inflation is very high. But what we're doing is we're trying to fight inflation and at the same time, normal inflation is increasing. So when it comes to trying to plan, you need to understand that if you're 5 years out, you have to increase your expectations of what you're going to be spending.
Yeah.
Right? Now, some people might argue the fact that they travel now to work every day. They won't travel as much or spend money on gas and, you know, tolls and things like that. And I get it. That's fine. But usually the first 10 years of retirement, usually you're actually spending more money.
Yep.
Because you go through a phase, right, Dana? You go through a phase. And when it comes to this phase of life, you're going to be active. You're going to feel young when you retire, excited. And you might want to do things you never did before or you always wanted to do. And that's why we talk about the first decade is usually the most expensive because you're spending based upon how active you are. And then, of course, you have your everyday normal lifestyle expenses. But it's very important to understand that you have to be very, very careful in regards to what you think you may be spending and then put an extra X amount of dollars to the side for just in case scenarios.
You know, I was reading an article about a study last week and they looked at how much money people spend on average just going into the office. And they were weighing that against people who have decided to stay home and work from home, work remote, do a hybrid. I think people would be surprised. The average cost per day, and this is across the aggregate across the United States, it's going to be lower in smaller towns, I think, but let's talk about the East Coast. The average cost per day of just going into the office was around $70 a day. And here's what they included. I thought this was interesting. Grabbing a coffee and a muffin on the way into work, okay? Eating lunch out, parking, and gas. And all of that overall added up to about $70 a day for especially people who live in really large cities and have commuting costs, parking costs, like all of those things, right? But I thought it was funny. Like people might think, okay, in retirement, that $70 a day is now going into my plus column, right? I'm not going to be spending that going into the office every day. But you can't forget that there are going to be other costs that go up. And I have told this story before. I've got a couple of good friends who just retired in the last year. They said, we can't believe how much money we're spending out eating because we're home all day now. I don't want to have a sandwich at home. Like let's go have lunch. She said her eating out costs have gone through the roof. That's something they enjoy doing. And they're probably shattering that $70 just eating out.
Because again, you might, just like what you said, you now have the time on your hands.
Right? Yeah.
You're not going to feel like you want to go shopping and cook your own food. You're going to say, all right, I want to go out. Oh, let's try this. Or just try that. Oh, I got a coupon in the mail for this. And before you know it, all of this is adding up and adding up and adding up. And that's how you say at the end of the month, oh, wow, we wind up spending a little bit more this month.
Yeah.
You know, because it was so nice out and you wanted to enjoy it and stuff like that. So this is why it's very important to give yourself a budget, right? And give yourself specific days that you feel okay going out and splurging, you know, versus cooking.
All right. Here's another one. Being house rich but cash poor is another potential misstep. There could be benefits of downsizing once the kids have grown and moved out. Although I would argue, Peter, right now, it can be in certain cities more expensive to downsize. The interest rates are way up compared to what we've been used to the last several years. And if you want to redo that condo, you might end up looking at spending more money than you would have if you just stayed put.
Absolutely. So we actually hear that a lot, especially right now when prices are very, very high. It's like, okay, you want to sell something at a nice high cost, but then you're going to go into something at a nice high cost, right? So we're getting a lot of those questions and concerns today. We get into for the past couple of months, I would say. But also, if you plan on moving out of the state, you want to give yourself some time for this. And you want to do some traveling, right? But you want to make sure you park yourself somewhere within that specific state for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And if you want to do it for a month or two, that's even better, to see if you actually like the environment, see if it's lifestyle friendly, expenses, costs, you know, taxes, and so on and so forth. And if you feel that's comfortable, then that's something I would highly recommend.
Here's another one: not staying socially and physically active, another potential misstep that could lead to isolation and a decline in your physical and mental health. They've studied this, Peter. I mean, they've studied this a lot. The things that happen in retirement that you might not understand or have a full picture of. And one of them is when you are not going in somewhere to an office, doing all of those things to keep your mind sharp every single day, you could see some mental and or physical health decline. It might be imperceptible at first, but I think it's important to have hobbies. It's important to keep yourself active. It's important, you know, whether you're doing crossword puzzles or Sudoku or getting out there and traveling the world and learning about other cultures and people, that it's important that you keep going and have something to look forward to when the sun comes up every single day, so that your mental and physical health don't start to decline.
100%. And you know what? There's also, I mean, there's clubs that you can join.
Yeah.
There's nonprofit, you know, clubs that you can join, local community things that you can actually sign up for. And right there, you could start to meet so many folks that you might have an interest or a specific hobby that you like. But keeping your mind sharp, you know, doing exercise, I mean, these are all very, very important things if you want to live a comfortable lifestyle in retirement, very comfortable, because this is really important in regards to your health.
We'll move on down the list. Getting an analysis of timing of your Social Security, that is so important, how you take it, when your spouse takes it, why, when, all of those things. And then that leads us into spending too much money too soon. We know, Peter, without a spend down strategy, this is when you run the risk of running out of money in retirement, that risk of coming back down the mountain too quickly. And here's an analogy for you. We know that the people who get in a lot of trouble on Mount Everest, Peter, aren't necessarily the people that run into problems on their way up. A whole lot of people who reach that summit think, I'm here, I've done it, I've attained the very top of what I've wanted to do my entire life. And then they run into trouble coming down. And it's the same thing in retirement. You have to have an adequate strategy for coming down that mountain. It's so important.
Yeah, please don't do this yourself. And I know some people want to become a financial expert when they get into retirement, and that's fine. I mean, it's fun. This is exactly why I do this for a living, you know? But to try to figure this out as you're entering retirement, all you're really doing is trying to reinvent a wheel that's already proven. And I highly don't recommend it. But if, again, it's you, it's your money. You can do whatever you want, of course. But there are proven methods, countless. And there are so many ways to do this the right way. And if you want to be part of the smart money and you want to do it the right way, then we have to communicate. Because spending down your money is very, very important. And then it's a whole list as to why it's important.
It's a whole different way to budget as well. Different way to budget.
Yeah. Even choosing Social Security. There's a specific way you're supposed to be choosing it. All right. And we get questions and concerns about us all the time, especially those who want to take it when they're working. And the majority of the time it doesn't make any sense because all you're doing is paying more taxes.
Right.
But again, I mean, everyone has their own opinion. That's fine. You know, I respect that. That's okay. But there could be a very simple strategy to follow that's proven, a proven method to make sure this is done correctly. And not just for you, It's part of your plan to protect your spouse, the ones that you love. Stretch out these assets. Protect, preserve, and grow. How do you preserve it? Just follow the guidelines that are proven to work years over years over years.
Well, because it doesn't always make sense to start taking that Social Security as soon as you're eligible at what, age 62? I think for very few people that makes sense. Those benefits continue to grow. And that's another thing, Peter, you'll help people out with. Like, when do you take Social Security? When do those benefits max out? And when does it make sense for you to do it? That's going to be different for everybody. Please give Peter a call, 1-800-880-8079. Or a reminder, you can text BOOK to that same number, 1-800-880-8079. Just text BOOK, and we will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy, Even in This One. I always add that addendum because it's been a whopper of the last couple of years since we've been working together, Peter. A lot has changed. He will help hold your hand and guide you through it. You can also go to pcbfinancial.com, pcbfinancial.com.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years. But is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Everybody, welcome back to the Modern Money Show with Peter Bambara, president of PCB Financial Group. I am your host, Dana Wright, as we continue breaking down some of the most important aspects of your retirement, your pre-retirement. Peter, with all of your clients, you start out with a very simple question. When do you want to retire? And how do people answer that? Because to me, the very next question is, have you saved enough? It's kind of which comes first, the chicken or the egg. And maybe we need to be asking ourselves, have you saved enough first? Then when can you retire flows from that? But you tell me.
I mean, I kid you not. Ever since the pandemic, it has changed lives and has changed the outcome of when people felt they could retire or should retire.
Right.
So really what it comes down to is understanding your lifestyle. Right? How much money you need? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want to do in retirement? What does your bucket list look like? I mean, you go through stages, right? And there's a number of different stages that you have to plan for when it comes to retirement. It's not just, you know, one straightforward stage. We have what's called the go-go years and the slow-go years. And then we have what's called the no-go years. But I kid you not, understanding how to be extremely, let's say, strict.
Yep.
And understanding what your budget is, how much money you can spend over time. Well, it comes down to your lifestyle, right? We have to analyze what you have in place. We have to analyze the different buckets of investments that you have, what is designed to take income on now and what's later and what's later later. And also, what does your protected income sources look like? Of course, you got Social Security and some of you might have leftover pensions for those lucky few. And it really comes down to asking the proper questions, okay, being patient and making sure you understand how to properly cross those T's and dot those I's. So you know by the end of your retirement, you're looking at your account and you still have money left over.
And you can plug those numbers into your fancy software. And Peter, people might be thinking, yes, I want to retire next year. And I hope for some of your clients, most of your clients, I hope you say, pull the trigger, let's do it. There are going to be clients, I'm sure, that you look at the numbers and say, look, you can retire, but these projections show you might not get to the finish line with your money. And I love that you mentioned the no-go years. The no-go years are typically those years that you are slowing down. You are not traveling as much. And that's where the healthcare costs come in, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it can be expensive. I kid you not. So when we do income planning, and I ask new folks who come see me, I ask them all the time, when's the last time you did an income review, an expense analysis? When did you look at your investments and see how long it can last?
Right.
How much money can come in? What kind of return do you need to make sure you're protecting yourself from inflation and you have the income coming in for the rest of your life, whether it's for you and your loved one? So there are so many things that we have to look at. But I kid you not. I kid you not. Most people who I sit down with for the first time have never done an income analysis, never did a tax plan analysis with proper communication with their accountant, and never did an expense analysis. And those who have done some kind of income projection, then I ask them, did you ever incorporate healthcare cost? And literally, I want to say 9 out of 10 of them.
What do you mean?
9 out of 10 usually say, they're like, they're looking at me like, yeah, we think it might cost this or that, but we never really actually spoke about it in detail or never calculated into the system. And I'm saying, wow. Dramatically, I mean, it could be a huge difference only one person went through a very serious healthcare situation.
I always remind everybody, this number has been shown over and over and over again in studies that the average retiree spends about $300,000 in healthcare costs, raw healthcare costs over retirement. That is not long-term care. That is not nursing home care. That is not, memory care ward, my God, that is not in-home nurse care. That's just healthcare costs. So that $300,000 is just medicine, doctor's visits. God forbid you fall and bump your head and have to go to the hospital, all of that stuff. Let's go to the mailbag real quick, Peter, because you teed this right up. We have a question from a listener, and man, I get this coming out of the pandemic a lot. I am burned out at work. And for anyone listening, Peter, if you are in healthcare, if you are a teacher, we hear this on our program all the time. The burnout rate is so high. We actually made headlines this year, Peter, because one of our largest school districts is going to a four-day week because the teachers are so burned out, right? So first question, I'm burned out at work. I had not planned on retiring early, but I am seriously considering it. They ask, how can I figure out what my timeline for retirement should be? And that's a great way to frame that question. Not what I want it to be, what it should be.
Now, what are they saying in timeline in regards to how long their money could last in retirement? Is that what it was?
I think it's both. I think it's not only how long will your money last in retirement, but can I quit tomorrow?
Got it.
Or do I need to put in one more year? If I had to guess, this question is coming from a teacher. I'm telling you right now, out of the pandemic. And we don't know. These are anonymous. If I had to guess, this is a teacher.
Sure,
I am burned out. Yeah. Can I split or do I need to hang in another year? And what do you tell your clients?
I mean, first off, you're asking the right question, right? Now, I wish you would have asked it a few years ago because one of the things I don't like is waiting to the last minute, right?
Yeah.
And making sure you're on track or you have enough, because waiting to the last minute, it becomes stressful. So that being said, it's hard to say because we had to really do an analysis on what your lifestyle looks like. I mean, how much money do you need every month? Where is the income sources coming from? Can you take Social Security now or does it make sense to take it later? Do you have longevity in your lifestyle and your family? Do you also have major debt right now, right? So you're asking the right questions. You probably are asking at the right time, but without knowing all those other details, such as most importantly, the debt or the income needed or other income sources that may possibly come in.
So the answer is analysis, Peter. You hit the nail on the head.
100% analysis.
The answer is analysis. For anyone listening, could they retire right now? Maybe. But man,
possibly.
Put the numbers to the test and see so that you're not retiring early and then rushing back in and unretiring like we saw so many people do after the pandemic. All right, here's another one.
Yeah, we need a stress test.
Says, Peter, I'm 61. I am able to start my Social Security next year, but I'm not ready yet to quit working. Should I go ahead and start taking Social Security so I can get more money to save for retirement, or should I wait? And Peter, that's a great question. If you're still working, can you go ahead and start dipping into Social Security at age 62 and older? And that resonates with a ton of our listeners. Our workforce is getting older.
Absolutely. And can you do it? Of course you can. You can do whatever you want, right? It's your money. Without even knowing who you are, would I say to do it? I want to say most likely not, okay? Because as you know, the more you defer it, you get on average an 8% increase. So if you think that you can guarantee 8% or higher, God bless you. You have some amazing strategies. Maybe you're an expert in real estate and you're flipping. I don't know. But I don't like that idea because now you're working, you have income coming in. Then you're going to have Social Security come in. And now don't forget, because of your Social Security coming in and your wages coming in, now you're going to pay more taxes on top of your Social Security income. That means less income, right? And if you have less income and you wanted to invest, well, you'll probably need like a 15, 25% return. So it's probably not going to be a good idea.
Peter,
so I want to say no.
Get into the weeds of the last part of this question. They say, should I go ahead and start taking Social Security so I can possibly get more money to save for retirement? It almost seems like what they're asking is, can I rob Peter to pay Paul? Can I take the Social Security out and then squirrel it away for retirement? What they have to understand, and correct me if I'm wrong here, is if you dip into that and you are working, you could end up losing money because of the tax implications of that decision.
Yeah, that's why you might need 20, 30% returns on that money that you have left over, which again, does not make any sense, right? You don't want more risk when you're closer to retirement. You want less risk. So I'm going to say no, but give me a call. And we could talk about it in more detail.
1-800-880-8079. We love questions like that. There is no question probably that Peter hasn't heard and no question that you should feel embarrassed to ask. Because
Absolutely.
It's questions like that where somebody thinks, you know what, I'm going to tap into my Social Security and keep working and I'm not going to talk to anybody about it. And then you get that tax bill and you're like, whoa.
What's going on?
Make those decisions hand in hand with an advisor like Peter, who knows what they're doing. Question number three, Peter, we've had a family business for three generations. One of my sons wants to keep it going. I am planning to step back and let my son take over in about 10 years. How do I figure out my exit strategy when it's time to retire? I love that question for two reasons. We don't talk about small businesses enough, the backbone of America on this program. So anytime we can bring it up, I love to do it. And then the delicate exit strategy, if you own a business, how and when do you get out and pass that torch on or sell?
I'm so happy for that question. And you're right. We don't talk enough about small businesses, small mom and pop shops, and passing it on to a family member. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's great for the community. So this is a great question. And there's a number of things that you should be doing because now you're talking about an exit strategy. Well, one of the things that you can do is you can start to slowly pay yourself if you're going to be getting paid from the business, right?
Yeah.
Pay yourself slowly over a certain amount of years instead of one big lump sum in one given time. So that's one good idea and an example. Now, another thing really is all about, what did you put in place? What kind of tax strategy did you put in place? And are you going to be temporarily working slowly over the next couple of years and not just full time?
Yep.
That's also another scenario. So, and because it's a family member, you don't necessarily need one large lump sum to be able to pay off right away. So these are things I have more questions to be asking, but call me and we could talk a bit more detail about this. You have a couple of different strategies on the tax side. This is why it's so important to communicate with me and your accountant together. And if you don't have one, I could provide one. And we could together as a team make sure you have the correct exit strategy in place.
I want to remind everybody, because you are not an accountant, but you have all of those people in your corner, Peter, so that you can help your clients with those very important tax questions and decisions. You can point them in a direction and say, look, this is the person you need to talk to specifically when we are getting into the weeds of taxes. It's so important.
Absolutely. 100% agreed.
All right. Last mailbag question. What are you talking about when you tell people to get a second opinion on your plan, and how important is it to get a second opinion on your plan? And I don't know if they heard this on our program or somebody else, But Peter, your retirement is one of the most important decisions as far as how to you will ever make in your life. I'm sure you have gotten clients who have come in that worked with somebody different prior, and you help them get squared straight.
100%. I mean, now more than ever, because I've said this a number of times on our radio show in the past, that the strategies that used to work, just not going to work anymore.
Right.
We're in a brand new market. We're in a brand new environment. We have passed numerous different cycles within the past couple of years. What you're used to, I kid you not, is most likely not going to be the same thing going forward. And there are a number of companies, and I got to talk about this for the next hour, but we don't have enough time on this. There are a number of companies that have even said it. They have come together and they said, the past 30 years have been phenomenal. But going forward, this next decade, they're looking at almost half of the returns that we have witnessed the past 30 years. So it's so important to understand what used to work is not going to work going forward.
Amen.
Brand new strategies are on the table. We know exactly what's going to be working. We don't have a crystal ball, but we know exactly how to adapt and make those tactical changes and what to look for going forward.
It is not your grandfather's or your grandmother's retirement or even your mother's or father's. Please give Peter a call during this very important time in the history of the United States. Quite frankly, we have not seen anything like it in many, many decades. 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079, or always on the web, pcbfinancial.com. Here is to a great 2023, Peter.
Yes, 100%.
Thank you, as always, for joining us on the program. You've been listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.